This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Sanctions against Russia in the event of catastrophe. Often mentioned are the Russian foreign exchange reserves because, according to reporting out of London, Vladimir Putin and his counselors have built up these reserves to withstand sanctions. More than $600 billion worth of reserves, 20% or so in gold, 20% or so in dollars, the rest in renminbi and other currencies. Michael Bernstam, a research fellow at the Hoover Institution, joins because Michael's helping me understand why this reserve is not the bulwark that it is supposed in the event of catastrophe, in the event of sanctionings, writing most recently at The Hill about these revelations about the Russian Central Bank. Michael, a very good evening to you. Where is the Russian Central Bank in Moscow? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you and good evening, everyone, and thank you for having me. The Russian Central Bank is in downtown Moscow. The street is named Neglinnaya, and the number is number 12. And it's a very imposing neoclassical building, 19th century building, very nice inside.
Yes, but the question here is sanctions on the Russian Central Bank, presuming that the gold that Russia holds, and you've told me that Russia moved the gold from Manhattan to Moscow some years ago, presuming that the gold is in Moscow, presuming that the dollars are in Moscow, presuming that all that currency is in Moscow, wherever it is, what would happen in the event of sanctions? Can Russia use that gold and dollars, and how would they use it if possible?
The dollars are not in Moscow. The euros are not in Moscow. British pounds are not in Moscow. Everything, we live in the year 2022. It's an electronic age. Everything is digitalized. Everything is book entries on the computer. There are no physical certificates of stocks and bonds. There are no physical checkbooks, nothing. They own $12 billion in cash, in greenbacks, in the basement of the building in downtown Moscow. That's all. They own gold, $139 billion worth of gold, which cannot be sold because gold is sold electronically. If there are sanctions, they cannot sell it, maybe to China a little bit, a few billion dollars. So everything denominated in dollars, in euros, in Swedish kronas, in British pounds, in Japanese yens, everything, $403 billion, the bulk of their foreign exchange reserves. We control them. They own them, but we control them. They are all book entries on the computers of the Federal Reserve, of the Bank of England, of the Bank of Canada, of the European Central Bank, and if sanctions hit, they cannot use those assets. Those assets are frozen.
That sounds like a catastrophe. What does it mean for the Russian economy, for the people of Russia, if that happens?
It is indeed, yes, sir, it is indeed a catastrophe. It is worse than what happened to Iran when sanctions were imposed on the Central Bank of Iran. What will happen is that, first and foremost, their national currency, the ruble, will collapse because it is tied. It is not a fixed exchange rate, but it is very close. It is almost like fixed. It is tied to the dollar. And if they cannot back it up with foreign exchange reserves, the ruble collapses, people run on dollars, they run on banks. The second run is on the banks because people don't trust their own currency, and they hold $268 billion in deposits in dollars, denominated in dollars and in euros. They will try to withdraw it. But banks don't have this kind of cash. No bank has $268 billion. They have to flow them in, but they can flow them in under the sanctions. So the banks will have to collapse. The banks have to close the entire banking system, especially their big state-owned savings banks. Or, more likely, the government will just say, okay, we no longer have convertible currency. We forcibly convert your dollar-denominated deposits into rubles. Take it or leave it. And people, there will be social unrest. The most important thing is that most efficient companies – natural gas, oil, metals. They will not accept rubles because they cannot. They have no value for them. They cannot buy inputs. So they will demand dollars. The economy, the best part of the economy will dollarize, and the worst part of the economy will stop. The economy will break, totally break apart. So this is a total, total collapse of everything.
Are the Kremlin leaders, the people around Vladimir Putin who are said to be hardliners, I'm thinking particularly of this foursome, Petrushev, Naryshin, Shoigu, and Bortnikov, are they aware of this vulnerability? Do they talk about it among themselves?
This is a $638 billion question, because that's what we have to explain to them. I do not know if they're aware of it. I don't know if they understand it, that we live in the 21st century and that all their assets, or the bulk of their assets, more than two-thirds of their assets, are only electronic book entries. They are totally uncertificated. There are no certificates. They have to understand the consequences. That I don't know. And that's why I published this article. I published a few articles before. My message to our policymakers is we have diplomacy, and the job number one now for our foreign service is to teach them, to explain one simple kind of account one about this, that we live in the 21st century, and that their country is based, their economy is based on our goodwill, on the electronic book entries in our central bank.
Once upon a time, when you were a younger man, Mikhail, you worked at the...
That was a very long time ago.
When you worked at the Russian Central Bank, do your colleagues still there, the colleagues you worked with, do they understand
actually,
this?
Yeah, that's a good story. Actually, I worked there as an American economist, as an advisor. I worked with one man who was the chairman of Central Bank, Viktor Gerashchenko. That guy he worked a lot in Singapore and London as a Soviet banker. He was the chairman of the Soviet Central Bank and then chairman of the Russian Central Bank. That one was one guy who understood it. Now he is 84. He's a bit older than I. He is 84, 85 years old. If they listen to him, he can explain it to them. But there are very few people there who can understand this thing. But unfortunately, there are not many people here among us who understand.
Now, I just want to make certain I understand. In the event of catastrophe and the U.S. and its allies impose sanctions on Russia for its depredations in Ukraine or wherever, that would mean that the Russian economy, the ruble would collapse, the banks would collapse, and Russia couldn't pay its bills, couldn't feed its own people, and there would be social unrest. That's a vision of a horror story. Is that all correct, Michael?
It is all correct. And the worst part of it is that it happens within days.
It doesn't take
weeks, it doesn't take months.
Would the effect flow out of Russia into Europe, into around the world because of the collapse of the Russian economy?
No, it won't, because exports will continue. The parts of the economy that export natural resources, natural gas, oil, they will continue and they will actually prosper, because they will be the king. Dollar will be the king. The economy will be based on the dollar. Whoever has dollars will live well. People who don't have dollars, they will be in trouble. But the government will be in trouble, because something will have to be done. One way or another, there will be social unrest.
Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, writing at The Hill about in the event of catastrophe at the Russian Central Bank. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.